Finally today, it's estimated that 1 in 70 people is on the autism spectrum, a condition characterised by differences in the way people think, feel and interact with others. When autism is diagnosed at an early age, one of the most common therapies sought by parents is applied behaviour analysis, or ABA, often referred to broadly as early intervention. Advocates of ABA therapy believe it improves the lives of those with autism and those around them by modifying social behaviours. But there are increasing concerns, especially from those who receive the treatment as children, that it's harmful and outdated. Eliza Hull reports.
Liberal Senator Holly Hughes has a son with autism and chairs a parliamentary inquiry into the condition, which is looking into the services, support and life outcomes for autistic people. She says applied behaviour analysis, or ABA, is recognised as the most effective intervention model for children with autism.
I have seen not only my own son, but a number of children who've experienced very good quality early intervention programs that have been at an intense level. These kids that were given diagnosis of, you know, they're never going to go to mainstream school, they're probably never going to speak, all of those things being blown out of the water after they've had this sort of intervention. You know, they're now attending mainstream schools, they're participating in community activities, and I think every parent wants that for their child.
Senator Hughes recently told the Senate that she wants the NDIS to fully fund ABA as part of its early childhood pathway program.
For every dollar that we spend on it, we exponentially save in the future. But now, in some woke agenda that listening only to so-called autistic voices is the way to go.
ABA uses a range of different strategies and techniques, often from an early age, to try and modify the social communication and learning skills of people with autism. But not everyone is a supporter. In fact, many see it as ineffective and at times harmful. Deborah Boyd tried ABA therapy for her daughter after she turned 2, but says she quickly realised it wasn't right for her child.
Initially, we felt a sense of control and things did improve temporarily. And then about 6 months later, it nosedived. And that nosedive, of course, was blamed on her autism and the development of her autism. It wasn't seen as an ABA thing. Her behaviour got out of control. So she started running away. She wasn't cooperating with, you know, any of the programs.
Mrs. Boyd's daughter was having ABA therapy for 20 hours a week, which she now believes was too much for a young child.
So it's all very structured, all very data-driven, quite clinical, even though they claim we're trying to make it play-based. And that's 20 hours per week of that very structured, very data-driven interaction with a child that sometimes is set in a sandpit or whatever and is perceived to be playing, but it's absolute, compared to my other two children, there is adult, constant adult intervention and constant adult demands on the child.
Dr. Erin Bullis is a clinical psychologist and for many years was a practicing ABA consultant, but stopped after completing her PhD on the subject.
From a scientist practitioner perspective, we don't have enough evidence to be able to say whether it is or isn't harmful definitively, but I certainly have concerns about the way that it is practiced, the intensity of it, the impact on families and the impact on children. So a lot of children will be doing ABA between 15 and 40 hours per week, every week, from toddler age. And a lot of that involves sitting at a table or sitting at a stationary area and just repeating skills over and over again.
In a statement, a spokesperson for National Disability Insurance Agency says the NDIS does not directly fund services, including ABA-based programs. It goes on to say the NDIS provides reasonable and necessary plan funding to individuals based on the needs of each child.
That's Eliza Hull with that report.